Hi, it's Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Do you ever feel a little lonely in your studio? Have you gotten discouraged by the lack of support from so-called close friends and loved ones? Do you need a dose of motivation or the challenge of fresh ideas? Here's a thought. Organize an artist salon. What's a salon, you might ask? Well, here's a formal definition. A salon is a social gathering of artists and intellectuals hosted at regular intervals by a patron in his or her home. Such convivial settings for the art of conversation emerged in Paris at the beginning of the 17th century. That's from Robert Atkins, his book, Art Spoke. No word other than salon better describes these meetings of highly creative people that are brimming with ideas. My study of art history led me to learn about the numerous communities that have nurtured artists and expanded what art can be. Some were more formal communities, while others were informal salons. The salons I'm talking about here are not virtual. They don't rely on internet discussion groups or telephone bridge lines. Instead, I encourage real-life, face-to-face, talking with other artists. Get out of the studio, get away from the computer, and get inspired. No amount of online networking can replace this human interaction that involves all of your senses. So why should you organize a salon? Connections are critical for everyone's art career. Being around other artists can build your confidence, support you emotionally, and challenge you to do better work. Large membership groups serve their purposes, but they might not be as good at cultivating intimate friendships. The trust that evolves with close friendships will lead to opportunities that you never knew existed and projects you never before contemplated. As our communication choices grow, we seem to be overwhelmed by technology and neglecting the personal touch that brought about our interest in art in the first place. That's why I emphasize the in-person gatherings. Final word, take the initiative. Starting a salon will make you an instant leader in your art community by contributing to the intellectual dialogue and advancement of other artists. If you'd like for your salon to focus on marketing ideas, I encourage you to look at the free tools that I've developed for artist salons at artbizconnection.com. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and if you might enjoy reading this as much as listening to it, go on over to artbizcoach.com and subscribe to the free Art Marketing Action newsletter, which is an email version of this podcast.